It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Kirsten Clancy is here today. She's hosting a women's deer hunting clinic at the Youth Theater on Saturday, August 14th from 8 to 4. It is sponsored by and benefits Rocky Mountain Sportswomen and Muley Fanatic Foundation. Kirsten has a business that's involved with this, too, that we'll talk about throughout the conversation as well. So, first of all, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And, it's interesting. Both of us had similar stories, but from different ends of the valley, trying to get home to make this interview happen today.
But we made it. We made it. We're here.
That's right. Exactly. Women's Deer Hunting Clinic. It's so interesting. The first time I saw the poster for this event, I thought, oh, what a cool idea. What an interesting idea. And kind of tell the story, if you will, how this event came to be.
Yeah, sure. I run a business called Natural Antler Feather Jewelry, Natural AF Jewelry, and I take and repurpose antlers and feathers from my hunting experiences, as well as make custom jewelry from other women's hunting experiences, and kind of just bring a little art and a little beauty, bringing that hunt home. And doing that, I've encountered a lot of women locally that really want to experience more of all of the beautiful public land that we have in their backyard, and maybe do that with other ladies. And I think that this is such a burgeoning group of people, especially in the Rifle area, and women that are trying to collaborate with other women to get into hunting more or experience more local hunting, and do that not necessarily like on their husband's coattails or like with their father or maybe this like male that has historically taken them out, but be able to feel more independent and confident going out by themselves or taking their own kids and being like that leader in the sport. So from that, I reached out to the awesome ladies at Rocky Mountain Sportswomen, who is one of the nonprofits that this clinic is benefiting, and as well as Muley Fanatic Foundation, who's trying to get more mule deer hunting and habitat restoration on the West Slope. Said, let's have a really fun event. Let's bring a bunch of women together and go over some like basics, like zero to hero. How do you step out the door and then come home feeling good and confident in on a mule deer hunt? So we got together and kind of brainstormed some topics we thought would be the most fundamental for women that have been hunting or are new to hunting, but really would make them feel the most confident in their sport right here around the area. So we found some speakers, found some vendors, and kind of collaborated. And now we have this really exciting event planned, and it's hosted right here in the beautiful Youth Theater. So,
and being from Idaho, has hunting always been a part of your life?
Oh, yeah, okay. Definitely. I mean, I grew up like very hunter-gatherer. Like, we always had like deer and elk meat in the freezer. I've been grouse hunting with my dad, like huckleberry picking every summer. Like, you kind of moved seasonally with like the animals in your environment, and that's something that I'm still it's still available for me to participate in this community. And so I'm learning a new landscape of hunting and new tags and regulations for the state. So all of that was new for me too. Different hunting style, like compared to the landscape. So a lot of that was new in my experience. So even though I've grown up with the ideal of really understanding conservation through the eyes of hunting, I'm kind of relearning the sport now that I've been in Colorado for a few years. And that also encouraged me to find a group of like-minded people as well that want to kind of dive into the sport a little deeper around the area.
Now, did Idaho and Colorado have a reciprocal thing for hunter safety, or did you have to take the class again?
I'm grandfathered in on Hunter's Ed, so I didn't have to retake that. But I had to relearn the whole system of like purchasing tags and applying for licensing and getting registered, because it's so different than the state of Idaho.
Right.
And I think that that's something that can be confusing even if you're from Colorado. There's so many different seasons, times to put in for lotteries, kind of understanding your units. And we're going to have a portion of the clinic that's specifically dedicated to that. We have speakers from Colorado Parks and Wildlife that I have a woman coming in to speak specifically on seasons, lotteries, like tags for mule deer. And then there's also a female speaker from the Bureau of Land Management coming in to explain the units a little better and like public access, what units have the most public access, which ones are landlocked in our area, like where there's only private land around the public. So there's no accessibility. So, and we have, there's a company called OnX that is like satellite location where you can, it shows you all the property boundaries in real time that you're using it. So as you're out in the field, you can know if you've crossed over into private.
That's
and
awesome.
They've donated 4 year long, like their high end, it's called an elite subscription to our clinic. So we're giving those away. Two of them we're giving away right out the gate to the first 25 people that have purchased tickets. They get first dibs, and then we'll have two more of those to give away in the clinic just as door prizes.
That's so awesome. And, you know, in the news, when we hear about people that get tickets for hunting violations, mm-hmm. I think most of the time it's some kind of boundary problem.
Oh,
either,
right.
You know, shoot an animal on private property or in the wrong unit,
mm-hmm.
you know, those lines matter. And
right.
so that an app like that would be, it would pay for itself.
Right, right.
especially if you got it for free, if you
exactly,
want it for free.
Exactly, I know. And that also just gives that additional sense of confidence too when you're outside and knowing your location specifically, like being able to like, it's called drop a pin, but like leave a little mark on your right. location, maybe where your animal is, where your side by side is, or where your car, your vehicle is.
A breadcrumb, as it were.
Yeah, a little Hansel and Gretel through the forest. So, yes, exactly. So, we're trying to give tools and education throughout this clinic, and then also like demonstrate some specific retail that's meant for women. Like we have a female camouflage company that's coming. All their clothing is like detailed and the specs are specifically for ladies' cuts. And they're out of Steamboat. Like we were really trying to get vendors and speakers that are female too, to just show that this isn't just like a top down thing. Like we have a female taxidermist who's donating a mount to be raffled off. There's a lot of additional, like, really cool items that are, like, locally made or are from companies that are owned by women or, like, dedicated to trying to make the experience of hunting more female-friendly.
Well, ladies, if you've been listening and you've been screaming at your radio, tell us how to get tickets.
Yeah.
You can actually do that just at utetheater.com. If you want to learn more about Kirsten and her business, Natural Antler Feather Jewelry, it's just naturalafjewelry.com.
Yes.
And there is a link, by the way, to the Women's Deer Hunting Clinic on August 14th on Kirsten's website as well. Again, it's Saturday, August 14th, 8 to 4 at the Ute Theater in Rifle.
Yes.
How much are tickets?
Tickets are $100. They include like light breakfast and coffee, catered lunch, live band, and then apps and drinks afterwards, plus all of the informational speakers, tons of giveaways, lots of free things. And then the proceeds are going, again, to help Rocky Mountain Sportswomen and the Muley Fanatic Foundation with their missions to get more people out hunting and using these beautiful resources we have.
So again, it's an all-day thing, plus some extra time at the end of the day. With apps and wine where you can, if you will, debrief about the day.
And collaborate with exactly. all these other like-minded people that you've been hanging out with.
Exactly. We'll take a quick break and come back, talk with Kirsten a little bit more in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Kirsten Clancy. She's hosting the Women's Deer Hunting Clinic Saturday, August 14th at the Ute Theater. Again, you can get tickets at utetheater.com. The event benefits Rocky Mountain Sportswomen and Muley Fanatic Foundation. And again, you can learn more at utetheater.com or on Kirsten's website, naturalafjewelry.com. It's interesting. You mentioned that the term you used was hunting as conservation, and your business kind of fits right in with that.
Right.
You're repurposing, you're using everything. You know, I recall in school when I was very young, and we talked about, you know, the Native American Indians and how they didn't waste anything, you know, all of the deer or elk or whatever it might be, went to some purpose. And you're kind of doing that with your business.
We're trying to, and also bring back some ways to like bring the hunt home, right? Like if you do get this beautiful turkey or this like lovely mule deer buck, like besides just maybe a picture and then all the meat, you can make something additional that will be something that you can show and share with other people too, because the natural beauty in these animals is outrageous. I mean, Mother Nature knows how to accessorize, right?
Right.
So we're just taking a little bit of that and trying to use it to enhance our own natural beauty. And really a large portion of the time that I dedicate to making the jewelry is to find the best feathers that match and like the perfect points on the antlers and kind of just playing with the materials that were already in and that were already there. They're already there. I'm just trying to bring them back and find a way to use them for the huntress that brought them home.
Gotcha.
So custom jewelry has been another part of my business as well. Like people sending in their own horns and their own feathers and letting me play with them a little bit.
That's awesome. Again, the Women's Deer Hunting Clinic is Saturday, August 14th at the Ute in Rifle. Again, it's 8 to 4, so it's an all-day long event. And plus, there's a little extracurricular after as well, which we'll talk a little bit more specifics. It's so funny. I want to mention, before we got started, you told me, you said, I wanted to do a fundraiser, but I wanted it to be more than just the typical silent auction kind of thing.
Right.
So you brought in a number of speakers, a number of women speakers, experts in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned it's not just for folks that already have a background in hunting like you do,
mm-hmm.
right? Having grown up in the outdoors and as you say, the hunter-gatherer kind of philosophy. You said zero to hero.
Yes. Yeah. So we wanted to make an event that was exciting, but also educational, where people are raising money for these great nonprofits, but also feeling like they're getting something for the price of their ticket. So besides like the food and music and wine, and we're going to have speakers that are going to help you feel more confident going out by yourself or with another lady friend, maybe. But when we say zero to hero, it means like here, if you have no experience hunting, here's where you even register for hunter's education. Here's how you apply for your license, your tag. Here's more explanation about what units are, what the seasons are, where those units have access. So if you do get a tag, and like, how do you actually even get into that area? So we have a female speaker from Colorado Parks and Wildlife, from the Bureau of Land Management. We also have a speaker from Mesa Precision Arms, which is a custom rifle and scope company that will be speaking about like what type of gun you might want to use, with what ammo, how to even basics on sighting in your scope for the area around here. Like where I grew up, you shoot 75 yards away, much closer. It's all thick pine trees. But here, everything is really spread out and open, and you're going from ridge to ridge. So an overview on the type of gun you might carry, what ammunition you might use, specifically for mule deer hunting. And then we have a lady who is part of Rocky Mountain Sportswomen, but also is an ambassador for a couple other lady camouflage companies and like a women hunting guide. And she's going to be going over a few basic strategies, like to just like, basically, what do you do now that you're out there with your gun and your tag? Like, how do you, approach, like, the actual hunt of the animal? So when we say zero to here, it's like, how do you get this education? What do you use? And now you're here. What do you do?
And again, it's $100. And that includes all of the day's activities, all of the speakers,
yes,
access to all of the vendors, plus some prizes, some
right.
great live entertainment.
Right.
Food, again, coffee and a little light breakfast first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then a catered lunch
yes.
with the live music.
Yes.
And
all the vendor booths out there, they'll be having swag and lots of explanations about their products so that you can see, like, firsthand, like, what is available locally, what is available specifically for women, and just in general, like, what are some of the tools you might need for your sport. We have some really good binoculars that we're going to be giving away from an optics company out of Wyoming. So just kind of to show some different tools and resources that are available for you, like, right now, and people you can interact with locally too, like maybe in Steamboat or maybe in Grand Junction, but companies that are, like, in the backyard.
And another side effect, you might say, of this event is a little networking.
Oh, definitely.
Get together, as you mentioned before, with other like-minded women.
Yes.
That are also interested. And you might be able to apply some of the things that you'll learn on the 14th to, say, hunting elk or
yes.
you know, other big game.
Right.
But again, it is specifically directed toward actual
mule deer. Yep. Mule deer in this area, like the tactics in the tools that you're going to gain in this clinic, you can apply, like, that fall for some over-the-counter tags that are going to be available this fall. But yeah, a lot of it is just, let's meet some other people who are looking to go out in their backyard right here. We have people travel from all over the United States to hunt around rifle, and it's like almost painful to know there's so many people that don't want to use this, like, beautiful space. But sometimes it's like, maybe you just don't have anyone to go with, or you don't necessarily know the first steps, or you have an idea of what hunting is in your mind that might be different than what you'd be exposed to at this clinic, and looking at it as this way to really interact with your surroundings and your environment and participate in the community of others that are paying money to buy these tags that goes directly into the conservation of the public lands and the state lands that are right here.
Again, you can learn more and get your tickets at utetheater.com. You can learn more about Kirsten's natural antler feather jewelry at naturalafjewelry.com.
Yes.
Let's not forget, again, the whole day on August 14th benefits Rocky Mountain Sportswomen and Muley Fanatic Foundation.
Yes.
Again, supporting mule deer hunting in Colorado and of course, women hunting mule deer. So funny, I remember somebody once from another state that is known to have a rivalry with Colorado, shall we say. They were talking about, you know, a 25-point buck or something like that. It's like, you are nuts. They're talking about whitetail deer,
uh-huh.
which
uh-huh.
which can actually have, you know, that many points sometimes, as opposed to mule deer, which, you know, four or five is a pretty big buck.
It's like a different sport, and they're different animals, and, I mean, it's not on private land or a farm. We're talking about, like, knowing your public land, understanding your surroundings. So it is a different experience than maybe some states might have.
As you know very well.
Yeah.
You mentioned even coming from Idaho, which I would think would actually be very similar to Colorado in terms of, you know, obviously part of Idaho, Yellowstone National Park, right?
Right.
Crosses over into Idaho, and you've got lots of forest land, and yet it is very different topography in addition to the hunting rules.
Oh, sure. And I am from North Idaho, where it's very, like, dense pine forests, and there's white-tailed deer is really all that is up there for hunting.
So you got
so I
the
get
joke.
It. Yeah. But
it was not Idaho I was talking about, by the way.
But yeah, I mean, even if you're from the same state, even if you're from Colorado, like, knowing this part, this area, this high desert, and even really access is a big thing. Like, where like, what do these units look like? The ones that are close to you or you're willing to travel to for a day or a weekend. And then like, what is, you can live here your whole life maybe and not know like what the backside of the Hogbacks look like or how to even get there. Or maybe off, if there's one road, you know, but maybe not 10 trails you could hike in or where you would take a four wheeler to. It's like really an intimate way to engage with your surroundings. Sure. And so even if you are familiar or you grew up here your whole life, it might just be like a fun way to like dance with the nature around you.
And public property versus private property as well.
Because definitely.
Obviously the two are very different when it comes to hunting licenses. But the seasons are also different, unless I'm mistaken, right?
There are, and see, and I don't want to like get into things I don't know as much about.
That will be one of those things that will be answered on the
14th. Yes. Yeah.
That will be what the lady from CPW will be talking about. Again, utetheater.com. Again, it's $100 per person, and that includes everything we talked about today, including mm-hmm. those speakers. Now, after the speakers speak.
Yeah.
Will there be some time where the audience can interact with them and ask questions as well?
Yep. Okay. So it's kind of open forum at the end of each speaker. So there'll be like a question and answer section. The Ute is such like a nice intimate theater anyway, too. And we'll have the table set up so that it feels more insular and that you can talk to the people at your small group as well as like to the people that are presenting. And everyone and all the presenters like know this specific mission is to like get ladies feeling more confident in their sport. And part of that is let all the questions be asked in a safe space where you aren't like, I don't know what that number on that rifle means, or I have no idea what that acronym is. Like those are some of the things that intimidate people into getting into anything new. So this is a very open and inviting space for there to be interaction between experts, maybe interaction between guests that might have some more experience compared to some that have less, to share places maybe they have hunted or maybe just a place that they've hiked in and they know well. And since everyone is pretty local, I mean, to Colorado, right? Like to the Colorado area, that I think a lot of the experiences shared will overlap and be really connecting to these people.
Again, utetheater.com or naturalafjewelry.com. If you want to check out what Kirsten does for a living as well, you can check out her website. We'll take one final break and wrap things up in 30 seconds. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, Kirsten Clancy is who we're talking with today. Women's Deer Hunting Clinic, Saturday, August 14th from 8 to 4 at the Ute Theater in Rifle. Again, it's an all-day thing. Starts with a light breakfast and coffee first thing in the morning, a catered lunch with speakers, vendors, prizes throughout the day, live entertainment during lunch. Then after the day is over, after the event at the Ute, again, wine and some appetizers, and that's being provided by Sammy's.
Yes, so thank you to Sammy's for being our after party and allowing us like the space and the time to get to know each other a little better and kind of this extended, relaxed end to the program. I think that that's kind of crucial to like using the word you said to debrief after something, like talk about all this information and all the things that were learned, but just to be able to sit in like a casual atmosphere as well. And the Ute will provide all the nice formal atmosphere and environment. And then we can go take a little walk down the street, enjoy a cocktail.
And again, the day benefits Rocky Mountain Sportswomen and Muley Fanatic Foundation.
Yes.
And aside from Sammy's, you've mentioned a number of other folks that will be participating. You did mention a couple ladies from Colorado Parks and Wildlife mm-hmm. and the BLM mm-hmm. that will be speaking. And talk about some of the other vendors again.
Right. So specifically, Mesa Precision is going to be discussing which type of gun, scope, ammo might be appropriate for ladies that are mule deer hunting in the area. They're a vendor. They've helped donate some really good prizes and help collaborate with this whole event. The female camouflage line that'll be a vendor there is called Ridge Patrol out of Steamboat. Maven Optics has donated some binoculars. Go West Taxidermy is a female taxidermist who's donating a mount. On X has donated some elite annual subscriptions. And then I know I'm going to be leaving some out. There's a meat processing company on the Front Range. You donated some meat processing coupons. And now I feel terrible because their name isn't on the top of my tip of my tongue. But yeah, also just for sponsorship, I wanted to use this time to thank like the New Youth Theater Society for sponsoring the band that will be playing during lunch, Elk Range. And thank you to Columbine Ford for donating money to help sponsor the catering for the event, Alpine Bank as well, here right in Rifle. These companies that are right here supporting these local events with not a ton of fanfare usually. They just wanted to make sure that we had all the basic costs covered to like get this event going. And then as well, like the collaboration with the Muley Fanatic Foundation and Rocky Mountain Sportswomen, their like newsletters and their advertising and using all of their people to help bring something to Rifle. So even though these chapters are located a little further away, like Rocky Mountain Sportswomen's headquarters is in Steamboat Springs, and Muley Fanatic Foundation is trying to get a chapter started over on the West Slope, but their closest current chapter is right outside Denver. They're really using all of their resources to help get this event and bring something like entertaining and educational to Rifle.
Do you think that you might do this event on an annual basis in the future? Or
I would love to get feedback from everyone in the community and the participants. I think if this goes well, we can make it more of like a formal once a year or different seasons. Like I would love to do like an Upland Game one. And then we would, you know, instead of Rifle Talk, it would be shotguns. A Cameo shooting range that's in Tibet Canyon.
Right,
they've sponsored some coupons to go sight in your rifle there. Like shout out to them for also supporting other female hunting or shooting clinics. So they have some information too. To collaborate with other local industries that are already looking for ways to interact with this burgeoning demographic of female hunters. So I would love to do more of these. It's been so amazing and supportive the way that the businesses and the speakers have all wanted to come out and really work with me and the venue and the guests and the participants. Like it's been a really positive experience and people have been really open to sponsoring and participating in it.
Again, you can get tickets at utetheater.com. You can also learn more at Kirsten's website, which is naturalafjewelry.com. I assume there's probably contact information there, so like a web form you fill out if folks have a question that's not answered on the website.
Okay. Yep, there's just a link that will send you to me, and there's also additional information about the vendors and the speakers that is just on that page on my website if you're looking for more than just the general information that's located at the Ute website. But for sure, all tickets, just go to the Ute. There's a link and you can purchase your tickets right through there, and then that money will then get allocated to the two nonprofits.
Yeah, again, it's utetheater.com or naturalafjewelry.com. And again, Saturday, August 14th, 8 to 4 at the Ute Theater with the after party, if you will, the debriefing at Sammy's.
Yes.
And again, it benefits Rocky Mountain Sportswomen and Muley Fanatic Foundation. Anything else that we haven't talked about that we should touch on?
Just really a reminder that everyone is welcome to this. So if you were like, I'm a vendor or I'm really looking to interact with these type of women, like shoot me an email. Maybe we can get even some of your flyers handed out in our swag bags that people will be getting take-home bags that the participants will be getting. So even though this is coming up soon, if there's some way that you want to be a part of it, like, please reach out to me. My phone number and my email are on the website. So that naturalafjewelry.com. So if you want to kind of piggyback at the last minute or send some information or just anything you want to give to this community of women that will be gathering, let me know. Hit me up and we'll try to get you in.
Again, youththeater.com, you can buy tickets or you can learn more, including the bios on the speakers and a little more in-depth information at naturalafjewelry.com. Again, Kirsten's contact is at naturalafjewelry.com as well. All the best. Nice to meet you.
Yay.
We'll look forward to next summer. Do this all over again.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Talk to you soon. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.